Okay, so we'll start with our standard operating procedure.
好，我们现在开始课程前的一个标准过程，标准程序。
It's naming our sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
好，我们现在开始今天整个课程一开始的程序。第一个步骤就是我们要向我们的天父认罪。
Okay, let's do that now.
让我们现在开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time and opportunity that you've given to us today.
亲爱的天父，感谢你今天给我们的时间跟这个机会。
We give thanks that you've provided everything for us in order that we can study your word under the mentorship, under the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit.
也感谢你给我们所有的专注力，让我们可以经由圣灵的教导，让我们学习。
And we...Pray that as we focus on the message, that these things that we're learning will become a reality in our souls and in our spiritual life.
那同时呢，让我们能够专注于我们学习的东西，让我们在整个灵性的生活中得以成长。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
我们感谢奉主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, before we get into the slide presentation, the PPT,What I'll do is I'll mention a little bit of a review about what we did last Tuesday.
好，我们在开始进入 PPT 之前，我们先把上礼拜二我们谈的事情再做一个复习。
And in that lesson, I was mentioning some principles about learning doctrine and how learning doctrine needs to be a consistent process.
我特别提到了要学习这个圣经的教义的时候呢，我们应该要注意的原则。
Okay, and of course, what's going to happen is that as you're learning systematically, which is you know, learning doctrine, in a systematic fashion, you're supposed to be building what we call like a system of understanding in your mind, in your soul.
当我们有系统性的在学习圣经教义的时候，我们要慢慢的建立一个在我们脑中的一个系统。
And this is actually given the phrase or the term, which I'll have to explain a little bit today.
那我今天呢，也就想要先说明一个词。
And in English, we call this the frame of reference.
这个词呢，就是一个参照框架。
Okay, now, a frame is like something that you hang things on.
这个 frame 就是框架，就像我们的照片框，哈，是一个框框。
And reference relates to the way that you perceive something, or the way that you look at something.
那 reference 这个字呢，就是我们参考的，我们用什么东西来参考。
And in every subject in life, actually, everybody will have a frame of reference regarding that object. If you're slightly familiar with something, you have a frame of reference toward it.
我们对于任何一件事物，我们在思考它的时候，都一定会有一个参照的框架来思考这件事情。
Just now, for example, yeah, we're dealing with, we have computers and we're trying to deal with the Zoom software to communicate with our students in China. We've got a computer here and there's different microphones and things like that. We need a frame of reference on how to operate these things properly.
就像我们现在在用这个 Zoom 来做这个课程，那我们有电脑系统，有相关的一些东西，我们需要理解如何使用这些东西，就才能够顺利的做一个使用。
Some people might never have heard of the Zoom software, for example, so they have no frame of reference for that.
因为很多人没有使用过，也没有用过类似 Zoom 这样的软体的话，他其实是完全不了解这个 Zoom 的运作的方式。
And then you have other people which are just new to the software, so they have like a small frame of reference, a small idea of how this system works.
但是有些人可能有用过类似这样子的软体的话，那他就会有一个所谓的参照框架，大概可以理解怎么使用。
And then you go to the opposite extreme, the people, the computer programmers that actually designed the software and are constantly developing this Zoom software, yeah, they have obviously the best frame of reference for the software.
那但是对于这个相反的呢？当初去建造 Zoom 这样子的软体的那些电脑工程师呢，他们当然非常非常清楚电脑 尤其 Zoom 的整个运作模式。
They know all the details of the program, the system that's using the programming language, for example.
尤其这些创作者呢，他们 Zoom 的这个创造者，他等于是完全了解电脑运作的逻辑，他的电脑的语言，所以他就是有非常强大的所谓的参照框架。
And we need to become like those people, really, in terms of learning Bible doctrine, where we get to know the complete system, very deep within the system that God has given to us.
而我们在学习经圣经教义的时候呢，我们就是希望我们能够变成像那些软体工程师一样，接受上帝教导我们的整个系统之后，让我们真正能够理解整个圣经的教义。
For example, when you first heard about Jesus Christ, so you heard the name Jesus Christ, possibly as a young person.
当我们很年轻的时候，也许我们第一次听到耶稣基督，那这个名字就进入我们的系统。
The first time you hear the word, or maybe you saw his picture on a Christmas card or something like that, that's the first time you begin to develop a reference for Jesus Christ.
当你第一次听到耶稣基督，你很可能这个名字是看到一个在一个圣诞卡片上看到的，这是第一次这个名字进到你的脑中。
Now, a frame of reference for every subject has to have a beginning point.
任何一个参照框架都是从最开始的一个资讯开始进来的。
And then later on, if you became interested in knowing about Jesus, or maybe you went to a church, or maybe your family members were teaching about Jesus, you learn more and more about him.
但是呢，当我们越来越有兴趣了，我们对耶稣基督的认识越来越多，也许从你家人那边认识，也许是从教会里面认识。
And so your frame of reference toward him has been developed.
也就这样呢，你的参照框架就越来越成熟，越趋完整。
And then as you learn about the study of Jesus and his plan for you, then we're learning about other concepts, for example, salvation.
然后呢，在研读中呢，你越来越理解耶稣基督给我们的计划，然后你理解到什么叫做救赎。
For example, the word salvation. Now for Christians, the word salvation means something different than it might do to somebody who's from the Muslim religion.
但是呢，这个救赎这个词，对于一个基督徒所学到的，跟一个从穆斯林教所学到的救赎，它的真实的意义就其实是很不同的。
Or somebody who's a Catholic, or a Mormon, or a Jehovah's Witness.
如果他是一个天主教徒，或者是一个摩门教徒，哈，等等的，或者是这个约和华见证人，这些不同的宗教，他们对于救赎这个词真实的那个意义，在每一个他们的教徒心中，跟我们的教徒心中是不一样的。
Even within different Protestant denominations, people's understanding of salvation can be quite different.
即使是一些在不同的基督徒的一个门派中，也是会有不一样的一些些，稍微有一些不一样。
For example, the Baptists and the Pentecosts and the Charismatics and the Presbyterians, they all might have different creeds.And you see this when they write their formal statement about salvation, that they are slightly different.
就是不同的这个基督徒的派别，他们在讲到这个救赎它的定义的时候，其实都是稍略有不同的。
Which is a shame, really, because they should all be the same.
这其实是蛮可惜的，因为所有基督徒应该要从圣经里学到的都应该是一样的概念。
Okay, but my point is the frame of reference, when I say the word salvation to somebody, that can mean different things.
所以呢，我要讲的是什么呢？就是当我提到救赎这个词的时候，这个所有每一个人心目中的参照框架其实是可能有一些不一样。
And it's the same in a Bible class. For example, when I do hold a class or we have conferences and we get people sometimes in the bigger conferences coming from all different types of denominations.
就像我们在教课的时候很多人是从这个 internet 上面学习，那所以每一个人的状况可能不一样。
And you have to expect that everybody that comes to class, they're not all thinking the same thing, even though they're all Christians and they're all Protestants, but their ideas about salvation, about naming their sins, about God's plan for their life, these things are all going to be different.
所以呢，即使我们都在上同一堂课，可是来自不同的人，他可能心中的想法是有一些不同的，不论是对救赎，对于上帝给我们的计划等等的一些词句，在他脑中有一些相关的参照框架是不一样的。
And that's why the study of doctrine is very important, because it's systematic.
所以呢，才会让我们更理解说圣经的教义的学习是非常非常重要，它需要非常有系统的学习。
And it takes subjects of the Bible and puts them into categories, and then you can look at each category separately.
所以呢，我们在学习的时候呢，是其实是把主题跟不同的这个类型类别，好，要慢慢的把它系统化的来教导给大家。
But then ultimately, every category and every subject that you're learning about has to be consistent with all the other subjects so they can all fit together properly.
而不同的类型的课题要跟其他的课题又要互相能够串接。
And it's very important to have that consistency, or what we can call cohesiveness, that things can match together.
所以这个所谓的一致性，好，让事情可以互相连结起来是非常非常重要的。
So I've mentioned the word cohesive here on the board, which co means to come together.
所以呢，我现在特别教的这个字哈的 co 那个意思就是一起的意思。
You might have heard of the word adhesive in English studies, and adhesive means glue. That's another word for glue, to stick things together.
所以呢，另外一个字 adhesive 呢，这其实这个字啊就是粘胶，把东西可以粘在一起的。
Being cohesive is similar, that we're learning different subjects, and ultimately those subjects in your soul, in the different areas of your soul, everything will match up, so it all makes sense.
所以我这个字 cohesive 这个字呢，它意思就是说所有东西要一致性的连贯的粘在一起，让我们的魂是可以学习是非常有系统一致的。
And again though, the more that you know, the more that you're learning, the bigger the frame of reference you have.
所以呢，当我们在学的东西全部都有一致的时候呢，我们学的越多，我们相关的可以参考的一些框架，参考的资讯就越来越多，那所以我们就更能够体现这整个系统。
You have to remember that there's two powers in the spiritual life.
我们要记得哈，有两种力量在我们的灵性生活中。
One is the word of God.
第一个力量就是上帝的话语。
And the second is the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
第二个是圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit takes the word of God which is in your soul. He helps you to learn it, but he also helps you to apply it. So he will take the word of God that's in your soul and help you to apply it to the situations in life.
圣灵呢，他协助我们学习，同时也协助我们可以运用上帝的话语到我们的生活中。
But he can only use as much doctrine as you have in your soul.
但是无论如何，这个圣灵的帮助也要看我们到底在魂里面有学到了多少上帝的话语。因为如果不是在你的魂里的话语，圣灵也没办法帮助你运用它。
And that's why to be an effective witness in the angelic conflict, or even just, you know, to be able to solve your problems in life in a proper way, you need to continue this consistent learning of the Word of God.
所以当我们要变成有一个快乐的生活，希望能够解决我们生命中的一些议题。
And if you want to be an effective witness in God's plan,
而且你也希望你自己能够成为在上帝计划中可以成为上帝好的见证人。
The only way you can do that is by continuing to learn the Word of God.
只有一个方法，就是持续的、不间断的学习上帝的话语。
And that means not getting distracted.
这也代表呢，是不会被任何事情造成分心。
It means putting the learning and applying of doctrine as number one priority in your life.
然后呢，把所谓的学习跟运用圣经教义当作我们生命中最重要的第一件事。
And learning, because humility, this is something that needs to be learned, learning to be humble so that you continue to apply the word of God.
而且呢，我们要学习所谓的谦卑，因为谦卑是让我们能够持续学习并且运用的唯一方法。
Now for now, I want to get back to the topic that we were starting on last Sunday, actually.
好，我们现在呢要回到我们的 PPT, 这是我们上礼拜天好才还在继续学习的部分。
Okay, so I'll bring us back to the slide that we had. It was slide number 7, okay.
好，我们现在从第七页 PPT 开始。
It says, now we are in the phase of the angelic appeal trial, which is considered as the legal part of the angelic conflict.
好，于是呢，天使的申诉审判的第一个阶段就要开始了，这被认为是天使征战中的比较属于法律的部分。
Now it's actually very interesting that in any trial, and you have to note also that a trial has a beginning and has an end, as does this trial, but trials are actually divided up into sections as well.
我们讲说一个审判齁它会有开始一直到结束，但是这个过程中它还是被切成几个部分的。
Just beginning with that first concept, I said a trial has a beginning and an end, and that's pretty much everything in God's plan has a beginning and an end to an extent.
我们讲到审判它是会有一个开始也会有结束，但其实对于神的所有的计划每一件事都是有开始也会有结束。
Now God does not have a beginning or an end.
当然唯有上帝他是无法定出他的开始跟结束的，他是有永远的过去跟永远的未来。
And when he created the angels and he creates humans by giving us life, we have a beginning, but really, in terms of our souls, they don't have an end.
好，但是呢，上帝创造天使或者是我们人类呢，是有开始，但是对于我们的魂来讲是没有结束的。
But in terms of the angelic appeal trial and in terms of human history, if you're within the trial or within human history, everything has a beginning, everything has an end.
好，但是呢，对于这个天使的申诉审判，还有对于人类的历史来讲，它既有开始，也有结束。
And this comes out in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time to begin things and there's a time to end. There's seasons for everything. It talks about how everything has a time. There's a time for things and everything has a beginning, everything has an end.
在传道书里面特别有提到，每一件事情都是有始有终的。
And that means that our time on earth is limited.
这代表什么呢？就说我们的时间在地球上的时间是有限的。
There is actually a pressure to be able to achieve what God wants you to do in your life within the limited time.
所以呢，这其实造成一个时间上的压力，就是我们神要我们人所成就的事情是有限的时间内要完成的。
When you come into this life, you had nothing, and when you leave this life, you have nothing.
而我们在来这个人世前是什么也没有，我们离开这个人世后。但我们离开人世的时候也一样是什么都没有。
I mean in terms of physical things, in terms of physical property, physical assets.
所以我们在谈的这个什么都没有是指的是实际上的一些财物、okay. 事物。
And really the most precious asset that you have while you're on earth is time.
而你最有价值的东西反而是时间。
Because once you lose time, and people do waste time, you know, we waste time with a lot of distractions we don't need. Once that time is gone, you can't get it back.
我们要理解哦，时间随时都被我们用掉。当我们浪费了的时候，这个时间，浪费的时间是永远拿不回来了。
You know, people often they waste their money, but you know, money you can usually get back if you work a little bit hard or you get lucky, and then you know, you get money back. But time doesn't come back.
我们如果是浪费了金钱，金钱浪费掉以后，说不定有机会你是可以赚回来的，但是浪费了时间，你是再也拿不回来。
And you're expected during your time on earth to get to know the plan of God. I say time is the most precious thing you can have, but obviously the word of God in your soul also as well, that's very, very precious.
而我们讲说时间是最有价值的，但是上帝的话语在我们的灵魂里的也是更是一样是有价值，非常有价值的。
Because when you do leave the earth eventually, and some people leave you know, very early, some people might have maybe 90 or 100 years, but when you leave the earth eventually, the only thing that you can take with you is the content of what you've built up in your soul.
而我们一个人也许活了90岁，甚至有人活到100岁，当我们离开的时候，真正可以留得下来，最有价值的就是上帝给我们的话语，在我们的灵魂里面，上帝的话语。
And depending on how well you've executed or how well you've developed and applied or practiced the spiritual life, you could have rewards waiting for you in heaven as well.
而当我们在这个人世间学习到如何执行或者是说运用上帝的话语，那当我们离开人世的时候到了天堂，我们是可以会得到奖赏的。
Okay, so that's just to explain that the trial that we're in has a beginning and an end, as does our life. So we need to make the most of this time that we have.
好，我们再回来，就是讲到这个审判的时间是有开始到结束的。
And also regarding number seven, slide number seven here, we're talking about the phase of the angelic appeal trial. In terms of human history is actually divided up into phases of the trial.
我们讲到这个申诉审判，我们讲到审判是有分阶段的，而这个人类的历史也一样是有分阶段的。
Now, these phases are explained very well in the book called Christian Suffering by R.B. Thiem Jr.
而这个人类历史的阶段呢，在上校的一本书里面有讲得非常的清楚。
Unfortunately, it hasn't yet been translated into Chinese.
这本书呢，目前还没有被翻译成中文。
But I have been teaching more and more about this concept, and it's part of the studies of the angelic appeal trial.
但是呢，听他是一直都逐渐越来越在讲这件事情，就是基督徒的受难。
If you can understand the English, it's a great insight into all the concepts regarding Christian suffering and the testing that we have to face.
好，如果大家能够读英文的话，这是一本非常棒的书，因为它特别讲到了基督徒会遭遇的苦难，同时也让我们更理解我们会被测验、测试的是些什么。
But in that book, it talks about the different phases of the trial, which is related also to the way that we see trials done, like in a normal court on the earth.
好，那我们同时这本书里面也讲到了这个在我们人类的这个历史上面的不同的阶段，跟所谓的天上法庭的审判呢，它其实跟我们地上的这个法庭是非常非常相似的。
What I'll do at this point, I'll just switch over to the slideshow and I'll go forward to a slide which mentions some terms that you'll need to know.
好，现在呢，我们再回到我们的 PPT， 那我们也顺便要把一些重要的词让大家理解。
Then I'll come back to what I was just talking about with the different periods in a trial.
然后我们再回来谈到这个所谓审判期间的不同的阶段。
Okay. Now this trial that we're involved in the angelic appeal trial has all the components that you'll see in a normal courtroom or in a well-established courtroom on the earth.
我们现在最重要的要讲的是呢，天使征战中的这个法庭哈，其实跟我们的正常人类的法庭其实是几乎一样的。
So you have a judge, that's God the Father.
在天上的法庭也一样有一位法官，这个法官呢就是我们的天父。
And remember, all the way through the Bible, God is declaring himself as a righteous judge.
而在所有的圣经的教导里面，我们都了解说，我们的天父是一个完全公义公平的一位法官。
And on that note, remember that God has also given judgment in terms of human history. He's given judgment into the hands of the Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is working as a representative of the judge.
而我们的耶稣呢，耶稣基督呢，他其实呢，就是天父他的代表人。
This is John 5:22. So we'll just have a look at that because that'll explain the concept there.
我们现在来看一下约翰福音第五章二十二节，因为这里有很清楚的把这个概念讲清楚。
For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son.
在约翰福音第五章二十二节里面提到说，天父不审判任何人，而是将审判的事交给他的圣子。
Okay, so Jesus Christ is working on behalf of God the Father as the prosecuting attorney. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term. We say a prosecuting attorney. Normally in a court of law, he's on the side of the government. They're the one that's prosecuting the defendant.
所以呢，我们的耶稣基督呢，他有点像是在法庭中的检察官，他可以代表这个法官，好，去审理这些案子。
And God has to do this because God is the judge. You cannot be the judge and the prosecuting attorney at the same time.
好，因为在一个法庭里面呢，所谓的法官的职责是不能够跟检察官混淆的。
Okay, so we're looking at slightly different aspects of the judgment here. Yeah, one is the supreme judge, and then you have Jesus Christ acting as the prosecuting attorney.
好，所以我们就看到了，这是法庭里面的状况。天父是坐在法官的位置，然后我们的耶稣基督是 担任检察官的角色。
Okay, I didn't put it into the slideshow. The official term we would see is the prosecuting attorney.
好，这个字的意思就是所谓的检察官、检察长。
But Jesus also plays our advocate for believers. He's the advocate, so he is our lawyer when we need defense.
而但是耶稣还有另外一个角色，就是他也是我们被告。
Okay, so he's defending us if we do wrong, but he will step in on our behalf.
因为耶稣呢，又成为是我们人类的做辩护。
Okay, I'll give you a verse for that now, actually, because then we can see how they translate it. It might not be correct. In 1 John 2:1, you see this term come up.
我们现在看约翰一书二章一节里面。好，所以呢，当有人犯罪的时候呢，天父提供了我们一位中保，那这一位中保就是耶稣基督。
Okay, so if you're sinning and you name your sins to God the Father, now Satan cannot accuse you, or you cannot be accused by anybody actually.
好，就是当我们犯罪的时候呢，因为有耶稣基督作为我们的辩护人，好，所以呢，这时候撒旦是没有办法再来控告我们。
Not just Satan, but anybody.
或任何一个人都不能因再控告我们。所以这时候他刚刚有提到一件事，我忘记讲，就是所以在讲的时候，你的这个参照框架要出现的是什么？约翰一书第一章第九节的，就是我们可以反弹的这件事情。
Okay, so you might have sinned and really embarrassed yourself even in public. It happens to a lot of people that have a public image, and they do some really bad sin.And it could collapse your family and your career and everything.
就像哈，如果我们在社会中大众前面犯了一个无法隐藏的一个罪，好，这个罪其实可能会影响到我很多，包括自己的家庭状态。
It's a complete scandal.
这变成了是一个非常非常大的一个
a complete mess.
就是一个超级大的一个社会性的事件。
Okay, but it was your fault.
但是而且明确知道这是我们做错了。
And you have to face the consequences of that.
而且我们必须要面对这所有的相关联的一些后果。
Okay, but as far as your relationship with God goes, all you do is you name your sins to God the Father and you're cleansed.
而只要因为我们跟神有这样的关系，跟耶稣基督有这样的关系，我们对天父去认这个罪之后，我们的所有的罪都将会得到清白。
Other people can accuse you and say what a rotten person you are.
那任何其他的人都没，他们再怎么样说都不会影响到我们，因为我们已经得到罪的洗清。
How could you do that?
然后即使别人在骂说，你怎么可以这样做？
But if you've believed in Jesus and you've named your sins to God the Father, 1 John 2:1 applies to you.
当我们只要能够对着神认罪，而且我们是因为耶稣基督关系，我们永远就可以得到约翰一书二章一节的这个中保。
Okay, and there's another example we have of this from the Old Testament. I've referenced this before, is in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.But it's in chapter 3, verse, I think, 1.
撒加利亚第三章。
Okay. Now, do we have to close the Zoom now, Ben?
You've got 10 seconds.
Okay, so we'll close the Zoom and then we'll open up in a few minutes.
好，我们现在先关一下 Zoom, 重新开始。